The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One of the records music fans are buzzing about right now is from the rap duo Run the Jewels. Over the holidays, they released their third album with the title Run the Jewels 3, which is nice and straightforward. Hua Xu, who writes about music for The New Yorker and is a particular expert in hip-hop, has been following these artists for quite some time. It's two guys, Killer Mike, who was associated with the hit group Outkast, and LP, who was a hero in the underground indie rap world, what people sometimes call backpack rap.
I was one of these people who grew up listening to LP when he was in Company Flow. And in the mid-90s, they were so kind of raw and boisterous and cacophonous. I just didn't really see his aesthetic fitting in with Mike, who sounded really good alongside Outkast. There was something really kind of funky and soulful about his best tracks. And I just didn't really think that they would sound that good together. But I think that their friendship provides this chemistry that makes the group pretty good.
What brought these two guys together, really? They started rapping and they were nobodies and they're insiders and outsiders at the same time. What kind of brought them into the same room musically?
They came together because an executive from the Cartoon Network thought that they would sound good with one another. And he had commissioned both of them to do tracks for an Adult Swim single series. And they met and, you know, weirdly enough, they hit it off. You know, they're both 41. They've been in the world of hip-hop since their teens. It was sort of odd for them to encounter one another and befriend one another in their late 30s. You know, they had such radically different backgrounds. They came from different kind of worlds within hip-hop. Mike is black. He grew up in working-class Atlanta. LP is white. He grew up in a decent part of Brooklyn. But somehow in around 2011, 2012, they were both a little despondent, a bit bitter about where their careers were, and they came together, and the results have been pretty startling. One of my favorite tracks off the new album is the first track, Down, where Mike and LP sort of talk about what it's like to look back upon sort of all the time that they've survived.
I hope with the highest of hopes that I never have to go back to the trap, and my days are dealing with dope, so I only spit fire and dope, so later on you can go quote my lines to your people and folk. And they say, dang, that boy be spitting that pressure, and he be smoking that pressure, and he smart as a professor. Yes, sir, 25 lighters on dresser, pound of that pressure, sitting right next to a book and a gun. Valor the bullet, you better use one. One time for the freedom of speech, two time for the right to hold heat. Just give to the fifth of the cops in the house, close your mouth and pray to your Jesus. That's why, cause the devil a lie, so I stay holy and high. May never get rich, but I never bitch, cause I made it here by and by. My, y'all, I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a few people prayed for my demise, y'all. But like cream, I had to rise, I had to.
Yeah, that was Down. And I think rappers are particularly good at retrospection and sort of narrating, sort of self-mythologizing, and I think that track does a really good job where Mike's sort of looking back at all that he's endured and sort of marveling at the fact that he's still here and he's still standing and that he's found not only a rich collaborator but a best friend.
So they became critics' darlings after a while, Run the Jewels. What did they give you that you weren't getting from other music?
You know, a lot of what's driving hip-hop right now, like young people, the internet, sort of reinventing the form, kind of breaking the form apart. The really interesting part about them coming together is I think it conveys some of the difficulty of being middle-aged and rapping.
Believe me, I get the ailments and problems of middle age. But for rappers in particular, what sets in that's a problem? What's the sort of innate difficulty of being middle-aged as a rapper?
I think hip-hop is a young person's game. Even if you're older, I mean, in hip-hop age older, it's difficult to kind of stay relevant. And so they've had to find new audiences.
In terms of language.
Yeah, subject, language, sort of the sonic characteristic. You know, back in the day, they could really kind of revel in being these rebellious outsiders. I think now, in the age of kind of labels not being what they once were, you really have to market yourself differently. So they publicize their albums through BuzzFeed. They've toured with a lot of rock bands. When they surprise leaked the album over the winter break, they actually filmed a short Portlandia skit with Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein. And I should note that Killer Mike is by far the funniest person in the skit.
All right, guys, we are so excited to talk strategy for the new album.
We're really excited to hear what you have to say.
First of all, do you know what an album drop is?
Yeah, when you drop an album and with no lead time and no press and you just kind of give it to everybody.
By surprise, boom.
But even that is tame now.
Yeah.
That's too slow. So, one thing you could do is you could fake your death. Do you ever think about doing that?
I have.
Look, you make an announcement. I'm dead. I'm really sorry. I've gone.
But if you're dead, how do you announce it?
Such a good question. So if LP is the one that dies,
okay,
then you're the one that announces it.
All the fans show up to the funeral, right? Look, what a sad day. What? It's moving. Call the police. No, don't. Stop. He's alive. And he's got the album. His death was the new record.
I think we could sell more records if we left LP dead. But he's my friend, and I don't want him dead.
Right. He's not dead. Okay.
It's not going to work.
Now, do you remember?
Love that. Now, these guys, their music is a lot more political than the mainstream of hip-hop these days, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think all music is innately political, but I think, you know, Killer Mike spent a lot of last year stumping for Bernie Sanders.
And he was early on that campaign.
He was. And I actually, weirdly enough, was one of the first people to interview Killer Mike in the early 2000s when he was one of Outkast's proteges. And even at that time, I knew that he was a lot more than the image he conveyed. You know, he rapped about dealing drugs, about sort of being in the streets. But, you know, I knew that he was really into reading, he was really into philosophy, he was really into sociology. He really had this political intellect that I think a lot of people are now recognizing is really thoughtful and fleshed out. And I think this really comes across on the last track on the album, A Report to the Shareholders, Kill Your Masters, which, you know, reflects on their encounter and sort of how unlikely their friendship is, but also kind of looks forward today when they can kill their masters.
Where are horses? A horse is a horse, of course, but who rides is important. Sitting high with a uniform, barking orders, the man of order. And I'm scared that I talk too much about what I think's going on. I got away with this, they might drag me away for this. Put me in a cage for this, I might pay for this. I just say what I want like I'm made for this. But I'm afraid some days I might be wrong. Maybe that's why me and Mike get along. Hey, not from the same part of town, but we both hear the same sound coming. Woo! And it sounds like war.
Well, you said that all music is political to some degree, but not all albums are protest albums, and I think this one is, isn't it?
I think it is. It may not have been recorded that way, since I don't think that they were foreseeing the election of Donald Trump, per se, but I do think there's something really powerful about just the unlikeliness of their story, their friendship. It's not the answer, but it's a start.
That's music from Run the Jewels, the duo of Killer Mike and LP. And I talk with the New Yorker's Quash Hugh.
But we know we all afraid, so we just simply cry and march again. At the damn convene, my heart broke apart when I seen a march mama's in. As I rap this verse right now, got tears flowing down my chocolate chin. Told the truth and I've been punished for it, must be a masochist cause I've done it again. Ooh, Mike said uterus. They acting like Mike said you a bitch. To every writer wrote and misquoted it, Mike said you a bitch.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.